רבי יוסי חזן, פרשה שמיני.
Tzadikin, Rogel always to say, Mayofu Pamayich Panaolim, how beautiful is the Pi'ima Salev, the heartbeat of a Jew at the Ilus Achag. So that's making, I always say that every the Shir right after Yom Tov, I always say it's a Tzadikin from the Chartkiver, the Shabbos Noch Yom Tov is Noch Yom Tov. So we're not yet complete in the Ilus Achag. I've discussed many times in the past, I'm not going to repeat it, that sitting at the Seder with the matzahs, lechem oini, lechem she'oini, lechem dvarim harde, is a bechira from tefillah. And by tefillah we find din, the Mishnah says, and the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis is marech, the Gemara says, chassidim ha'rishoyim, ha'yishoyim sha'achas, they would wait an hour in preparation for tefillah, u'mespalim sha'achas, afterwards they would show you another hour after tefillah. Ask all the Meforshim Bishlama before the Tzvila. There's the obvious reason. The Chavin Liba Mavim Shabayim, the Mishnah says. He was Bailin, Gadlus Habayin, Shifus Odom, as passed in the Shulchan Aruch. But what was this hour being Shoya after our Tzvila? So Tzadikim said, Belz, they say it over from the Strelisker, and Kotz, they said it over from the Rabbin of Tzvila. Tzadikim said, we say in Davening, Habuicher Beshirizim. The Purim is tautology. Abeicher b'zimra, abeicher b'shir. What's b'shir is zimra? The Purim is haynohav. Nor yid davins, and he's besavdu the shlochi shal mokim, his tefillahs. And afterwards, he makes a chesh ben ha-nefesh. Does he say davin? Right? I told you the story. The Satmar Rebbe, the Berach Moshe, was in Eretz Yisrael. He went to visit the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe. So he asked him, it was in the morning, says, the Rebbe ha-halmach chum davin, the b'shir davin. So the Pei Melachim was a pikach. So he answered, to say I davened already, kenichnish. But I'll be dead, I can't daven nochem. So he makes a cheshbon ha-nefesh after davening. He went to the shkutz of an heart. Oichmer ha-daven. Right? And from then he has his shtoykos, oh, yeah, halavayak would daven another time. Now I would daven properly. And since Machshava Toivak of the Shvaruch Hu is mustarfel l'maisa, the hour of Shoyim Shoachas, Achra Tfilah, is Merchoshu Lemailo, that Yid comes with the Shivan Alev. Oy, that I didn't daven properly, is more Choshu Lemailo than the actual davening Bepoil. And that's how Tzadikim Tait, Habuiche, what does the Eber should choose? In the Shirayim of Zimra, in that which is left over, that the Tzabrachenkai afterwards. And this is a vort that Emes is brought in the Ur Yisrael, the Pirush of the Kodesh Zermagin, and Tzkuni Zoyer, B'Shem the Valshantiv. And he says, that is the Inyan, which is called Besula, V'Ishla Yedo, as if nothing has happened, there was no Yichud, and that's connected to the Shem Eke, in other words, the name of the future, that I'll write in the future, between us also, I'll be better. In the Belz Rebbe, the Pesachmer Belz Rebbe said a similar vort, that's why you find in the Siddur HaRizal, at the end of the Seder, how to last of the 15 targets of the Seder, how by Nirtzu. So it said in Siddur HaRizal, now you say, L'shem Yichud Kutabrichu Shuddi. Billy Ploys. Numerous mitzvahs are Aisim, mitzvahs are Rabbanan. I can understand, before you eat matzah, before you eat mor, before you eat you say something on L'shem Yichud. Right? Of the house by then, what do you think L'shem Yichud? The Chagadia, what's the L'shem Yichud of the Chalice of what? So he says, this applies to this idea that the Kodesh the Magid B'Shem the Balshem that brings the Gabi Tfilah applies to all mitzvahs. That after Yid already fulfilled the mitzvah, he's mismamer b'levavoy, that this, I did the mitzvah properly. Oh, if I would only like could relive the Achilas Matzah, the Achilas Mor, the Kairach, whatever the Sibis of Mitzrayim, I would have done it Asach Shener with greater Kiddush of Atar. In other words, that's what happened in Sforum. We asked the Abish to Rahasar Sultan Milfoneinu Mecharenu. There's a Sultan before the as everyone knows. But there's an equal Sultan after the mitzvah to say, Sistu Brei, Meyai, as a Seidra, as a Chemitzvah, Techilu, Rechimu, Achaz Hashem, Yiruz Hashem, Gewalt. Where will the Abish to find the Gan Eden big enough for a guy like me? The Abish is called Yachel. Gerad, the Sefer Dudoyim, Basod, that brings from the Kodesh of Magid. In Pergi others, we say, Shmuel HaKot Noimer, it's possible. Bin Fol Oivcha Al Tismach. The Kodesh of Magid is a movie to take a chance. Bin Fol Oivcha, who is the Emes Oiv Oiv? Yitzahor. And if you crush, you vanquish the Yitzahor, and you feel you've done a mitzvah with a shlemus, with kavona, with other Hashem, other kavonas, Arizal, Krabak, Don't rejoice. Don't say Sisu Bnei Me. Pen Yira Hashem to his main. I see a Gilili cools me and the Eibishter and Mamish Bulhudoi. We're like together, whatever. And the Eibishter will pour out his wrath upon you and do his Faliran the Ganses Char from it. The Shamloy Rov and the Sefer Avne Hamokim brings the Kabbalah from Rehershel Lisker, who says two people daven Shachar Somosh. One fellow davens with Pirish, not Pirish, Pirish, with Avos Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, with Kavonis, with whatever. And another guy, his mind was in his business, his mind was all over the world, right? Full of Machshav, Zoras, I feel the Pirish, Habilis, you know. But after davening, the first fellow who davened says, oh, Baruch Hashem, good davening. And the second guy gives the chakrechs, that you call davening. Alish taken from King, right? By the Eivish, there is a sacheshev, the tefillah of the second fellow, of the schwacher person, then the tefillah of the guy with all kavonas arizal, right? Was, he gained a lot of weight from the nachas of his tefillah. Kuntuiz is a word here that even after a person completed the mitzvah, you finish the Eivish, the house by the sof of the Seder. Now a person gives the krecht, said, oh, fourth, I want a shtoikigus for besers, for higher, for greater kedusha of Tara, greater kavona. You still, at the end, l'mafreya, that's how the bells are taich. That's why the Arizal inserted l'shem yichud at the end of the Seder by Nirtza. That halavai, that a yid wants the fourth, the closeness of the Eivishter, that should also be accepted. It brings the bells. We'll bring a raya, a raya from a Gemara Chagiga. The din is, in Chagiga, if a person is toivel l'shem chulin, it doesn't help for truma. If you toivel l'shem truma, it doesn't help for kachin. But if the person is still in the mikveh, right? You could still, and you still, Toivel says, even if you're out of the mikveh, but you're still not lach, you're still nas, you could still chop a right in your kavod. You're still wet from it. He brings this Pesach Rebelzer, and then he says, the Fizeh, I understand Pshat, the Siyum, Mesef the Yuma, Omer Rekiva, Sheikhim, Yisrael, the Miyat, the Mitarim, the Avir Shemayim, Shenema, Vaimer, the Pasuk says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Even if he goes through the whole Elul, and the Arshon, and the Mitruv, and the Lenogav, and the Poga, over the Tara of the Eibush is like a mikveh, as still as you're a bit wet, you're still affected somehow by it, you can still chaperai until the last minute. In other words, the end of something, that's the mayafu pamayich man olam. I saw a meridik of word in the Divrei Yisrael, the holy, the merger, the mamash meridik of word. After the whole Akedah, there's also the Kriyas HaTayr Rosh Hashanah, vayi achar advarim leila, vayugav lavram, betal avram, that milk of galilum. I don't just go, well, who cares? You know, you're on a high of the Akedah, mitamol b'chatalemsa. Okay. So it says, right, achar advarim leila, achar huri advarim leila. The Erhurim, after the Erhurim of Avram Avinu, what's the Geshenko? Says Rashi, a coach. That Avram b'shuvei v'har Maria, when coming back, he was Maharer, and he said to himself, Ilu hoya b'ni shochu kvar, hoya hoylech b'loy b'bazuli. If my son would have been geshochten, if the Eberster wouldn't have told him 1 minute to midnight, the Malach cried out, Al tishlech yotcha l'nar v'tachlim umah, he would have been slaughtered. His throat would have been slit, right? And he would, how would the Habish to fulfill his promise of Kibbutz Gorlador, right? So I made a mistake, says Avram. I should have what? I should have married him off early. There's no youngster, 36. If my kid was 36, yep. Yeah. I'm jumping off the roof.
37.
What? You hear what? So the Yecheskel of Kozhner, his Zayden, asked the obvious glaring question. Kuntuis, you read Pshat, simple Pshat. Kuntuis, that Avram was Toyal Rishayitz. He regretted, oy, if Avram would have taken, told me to Shechtim, and he wasn't married, and he never had any pre-betin, and that would have been the end of Kol Yisrael. So therefore I should have what? So he regretted what? He regretted bringing up the Akedah?
Yeah.
We speak every day, we say in Davening, we speak at the schus of the Akedah. But they already showed you the Gemara and the Kiddushin, you forfeit the mitzvah. Elamai, it's not theoretical if the Abish would have not, you know. She said the Derech HaChomim is not to deal in theoretical. If my grandmother had wheels, she would have been a wheelbarrow. You know? But she's not a wheelbarrow. The Abish did say, but he did say, "Hello." Says the Magid of the says the Chesed of Kosher, the Yisrael brings a moyer to Gemara. Remember, a pachel of him. He says the derech of tzaddikim is after they do a mitzvah. We're talking about Avram, Esau, and the name of the other Magodul Banokim, and he did the Akedah, which is the ultimate in the genius as far as the Akedah was, what the Akedah was, and all the Avos, Hashem, Yiros, Hashem, Shus, Nefesh, Chalkis, Al-Tushko, Al-Davis, was included in that Akedah. From Chas V'Shalom, Chalil wasn't Toya that he went up to the Akedah. But the Derech of Tzaddikim is after doing Azam Mitzvah, which we can't even begin to understand what the Akedah was, and the Avos, Hashem, and Machshavos, and the Chudim of Avraham Avinu. He now says he finds fault. It wasn't perfect. He said, you know why the Malach told me I'll touch Tishkos Yotzchol and Arav Atasnam Umo? Because if I would take a Shechtim, it would have been a steerer to the previous promise that the Abish told me he'd be a Zahar. If only, and if I, the Abish didn't accept my Korban. I wanted to bring a Korban, the ultimate sacrifice. And the Abish didn't accept it because if I would check Yitzchok and if they'd done children, then there'll be a stereotype. If I would have done the proper thing and marry him off earlier, and if I had Einiklas and Kal Yisrael, then the torch could be passed to the Einiklas, then the Abish would have accepted him. So Avraham Avinu, after the Akedah, was finding fault in his Akedah, Gvalt. So the Abish said, Zalzich Nishmin, Nishchas V'Shalom, now was Nil the Rivka, the Milka, right? Now she's. If therefore it's not shayich that you could have married her, okay, who's his bas zug Rivka? So you couldn't have possibly married. So therefore, there's another reason why I told you I'll teach you about zolzufish. Your mitzvah was a complete mitzvah, but you see, when the Chesed of Kozhmer said this word, Shabbos Parshas Ve'era Tofresh Yud, there were great Achibenuch rebbes who were there at the tish, Emnachum David of Shidlitz and other many great tzaddikim. And they were mulling his phylus from this vort. And they said, the Shidlitz said, I've learned this Rashi countless times in my life, since Cheder, right? I never thought about it before. And now that the Chesed of Kozhmer said this Pratt, there's no other way logically to learn Pratt in Rashi. And he was moisiv that every mitzvah that a person does, what is the sin? This is The Magid of Kozhmer said that the mitzvahs, it's more from the Chuzel, the Bechal, the Gabi Tfilah, others for an operation. The Vitomer says that the Gabi Tfilah, how do you know your Tfilah was this Kabul? How do you know your Tfilah was Peil Yechudin? How do you know your Tfilah was Oyla Lamayla? The answer is if afterwards you feel a bitl and a hachno and a shiflas and katointi we call a chasod. The Adarab, that's why in the Beis HaMikdash you did the Avoida, and after the Avoida, the Beis HaMikdash came to Shtach Avoida, the Bittl. Right? Lehefech, a person does a mitzvah, and afterwards he's Misyayah, he goes about Gaiva through the mitzvah, is a Chasimin Mufik that the mitzvah did not ascend to heaven. And that's why he said the Simin of a Behemoth Tahir is Malagayr. You had a taste, it went down into the intestines, Malagayr, Nachamal, Nacha taste. I'm not finished. I'm not, Nacha. And that's very much relevant. I'm trying to connect it that we just stamaze, we just don't read Parsha Shmini, which is usually most years. It's the Parsha after Pesach. Shabbos Noch Yom Tov, Noch Yom Tov. That's stamaze. You see that the whole avoid of Pesach. Kum Pesach. Every feels that a Seder, you feel, wow, you feel the Hoyman, you feel Mamish. Yeah? And when does your son ask the question? Mocher. Pesach was gewaldig, you felt kibbutz likim, you speared whatever you speared. Right? Mocher, the kid says, back to square one, back to the old tricks, back to Gashmir's, back to the jeans, back to the Arbid. Well, where's what happened to it? So the simple answer is that all the Svarim, because you tell them, give a chuyzik yad, it was Sarusid l'Eilu without a Rusid l'Satu, which is not a Barkiyum. Now you have the whole Avoid of Sudas Omer to internalize from Rusid l'Satu your Avoid. Oh, but you need first this, I don't know if we have time to discuss it, but the Svarim said you first need the Sarusid l'Eilu of Pesach and the Tam Pesach and Nishar B'Piv and Afirak B'Rakhimon to give you the Kuyach and the Yisairu to then make the subsequent Sarusid l'Satu be made Sfirus Oyer. Aber the word here is that when a person davens, Chazal say that there are three things which are maskirin of an insane. So all of them, one of them is iyun tefillah. How does Rashi teach iyun tefillah? Gemara in Daf Nun Hey. The Gemara says Shema'ayin shete'asa bakashosu if he's just kavim tefillah. He investigates to see if his tefillah was answered. Why? And the Rabbi Melech and the Shem says, no, that's the Ikar Aveir here of Iyun Tefillah, because he thinks he davened properly. And if you think you davened properly, it's felt here in Anova, and by definition, your tefillahs are Ilumel. But for example, the whole din of davening ain't Iyun Lispal Elamitoich, which is Shiflus and Achno. That's why in Zohar it says, V'hine Sulam Mutzav Arza, Sulam Dav Tzilus at Tefillah. How does Tefillah have to be? The Mutzav Arza. You know, Mutzav Arza, you're not the hot, no? The Kodesh of the Maggid says in the way this throat, that's Pshat Emur Ma'at. Person says words, but with a meal, with a bittle, with Achno, right? Then that which is Emur Ma'at is a say hard. The Sabarot says, and many say, the Tzaddik, the Vishnitz, the Sphinker says, because I'll say, a person is Mechuyiv to say every day 100 brachos. Possible. Ma Hashem lekecha she'olim yochim liyura al tikra ma ela meyim. What pshat in meyim brochus? Meyim brochus is pshat that a person comes to akor 100 times a day that everything I have is not mine. It comes pshat in eibush. How does a person come to the ma Hashem lekecha she'olim to ma din a bittel v'nach the ma dafku through the meyim brochus? How does a person come to the meyim brochus through the bittel? It's hainolach. The Meya Brachas, right? Ma Meya, which is Mechuvin Keneged Bracha of Moedim. What is the idea of Hoidoh? Right? Hoidoh is Pshat, that a person realizes. Where do you first time in Chumash see the idea of Hoidoh? Who's called after Hoidoh? Why did Leia call her fourth son, Yehuda? Apam Uyda Hashem. Says Rashi, what's for Apam Uyda Hashem? Shenatalti Yisra Michel. Hoido is inextricably linked to the appreciation that everything I have is not mitzidi, and my schools, my davening, my mitzvahs. Shenatalti Yisra Michel. It comes from the Eibush. Grad the Svarim Asherim say, that's what Chazal, the Brel of Remez, Tfila Uysa Machso, that a person through davening realized that he's only Halbimich. And therefore the Pasuk says, Tochin Libom, Tachshiv Oznecha, says the Sfas of Brzhan, Tochin Libom is Gimatria Nishmer. What's a tefillah? Ki ata shimeya tefillahs kolpeh ima koil is Gimatria Onav. Dafka when a person davened, and he realized he was not Yitzchev also, then his davening is a davening. Granted, the Engel, and his droshes, which is Yosef, says you find the words b'moid ma'oid in the sun, both by hoido by moidim, and by anov. Right? Ma'oid ma'oid, havishal ruach. And after b'chol meidecha b'chol midah shemaydulah have a meidulay b'moid moid. Says the Beis Engel this word because hoido and anova and bittel are inextricably linked. And when a person davens, he doesn't daven because he has chusim, because he's worthy of pakarz. We have to probably use that. Right? We have to Abishur. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'schanon tzadikim ask matnas chinam. Says the Medrash. Mikanat olami she'ein leber yaklum eitzol beri. No person has the right to demand anything by the Abishur. You have for rachman. You have for al tafet tefila of a kva el rachman tachnun of the amokam. And this is the avoid of Sfiras Ha'omer. Right? Said in the Sforum, how many days do you count? The Pasuk says, Tisperu. What's the Gematria of Tisperu Chamish Abiyoim? 1,200. Which is Gematria, Leiv Nishper Venitka, Elikim Lizis. Which is Gematria, how many days are in 50 days? Chamish? Yeah. How many days are there in 50 days? 50. And how many hours in a day? 24. What's the Gematria of 24 times 50? Weiter, Tisperu Chamish Abiyoim is Leiv Nishper Venitka, Elikim Lizis. Which is the amount of hours there are in this period. Okay, before I finish off the introduction, one of the things in the Talmud you see on Pesach, second day of Pesach, the Minhag Yisrael, to make it's called the Sudas Esther, because then it was the Hapala of Haman. You know why it had to be Hapala of Haman on Pesach? Because when did Amalek come to fight Kol Yisrael, to bring a Krirus in Kol Yisrael? B'derech, B'tzeis Chami Mitzrayim, in the month of Iyar. So every year is this chadish, the koyach of Amalek. Amalek, we all know, is Gimachir, Rom, v'chulu, 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 right? And Amalek comes, the person should feel, I thought, Pesach, do you know how much money I spent? Do you know how much time I am out? I'm bidding chad. Give up, right? So a person gets a bit inflated. And then come, therefore, the tikkun of against Amalek is dafka. You see, by the Gemara says in Dafta Zayin and Megillah, that Haman came to Mordechai and he saw this thing for the Rabbonon and he's teaching him which office? Kemitza. Kemitza of what? Of the Omer, says Rashi. And then he says, awesome, lay, kumtza, didchu, v'dachi, aseres alfi kaspa, didi. What's the trap? Because Haman comes with Gaiva, Rom, right? And the avoid of Sa'ir and Michael Behema is the tikkun keneged. There's many more, much to say. That's why, by the way, one of the central themes, you're not going to be a genius, you're talking to 5-year-old children, Pesach, one of the themes of Pesach is HaKoros HaToiv to the Hebrew. Which is a mitzvah, which is a miyuchet for HaKoros HaToiv? Bikur. And Bikurim follows on from the end of beginning of Parshas Kisovi. The end of Parshas Kisei, which is what? Which is Amalek. Right? By the way, I don't know if you ever realized, I just heard from a Rav Shor this year. Kofui Toivo is Gimatria Chovitz. I think 1,000 Gimatria, I'm not going to drive you crazy today. When a person is Kofui Toivo and you think you're independent from the Rabbeinu Shalom, right? That's his own Kumi, your own Mamalara, right? That's Chovitz. Matzah Lumaze is Gimatria 3 times Ma. That's becoming, from the Sa'irim, Michael Behema, becoming an Odom. There's many, much, much to say. I'm going to hear just a simple vote. This week's parish from a new sefer that came out, a part day soldai, from a Schlesinger from Monsi, Murray Digger Sefer. In this week's parish, Paul success. You see the same in the Kud. Vateitze eish milut Hashem, vateichel esmet beach, haza oilo, vasa chalom, vayar kol ha'om. What is the response? You see, mamish agilu, he goes, fire coming up from heaven, consuming the, right? Vayaroyim. What does Vayaroyim mean?
Praise,
Kashi says. What? Shabbat. They gave a door to the Abishim. Right? All tefillah is geboitan pot, lishmoya el harina. The Gemara says there are 10 lishoinas of tefillah, and one of them is rin. It's not that Chazal were theosaurus, you know, tell you things that are synonyms. In Lashon HaKodesh, no synonyms. Rina is a specific type of tefillah. Says Rashi, when it says "Ain't philosophy shall odd in the shmat elo beisakles beisamenu shenemar lishmoya el harino velatzvilo," says Rashi, what is rino? Shiro is this ishbocha is bnei imas kol orif. Yeah, What is this, the idea of Rina? And you see, that's why Chazal have a rule, Darash of Zimloi, only be Sadr Adam Shvachi Shal Mokim, which is the Rina, and then you have Bakosht. When you see there's a Chumra in the Shvachi Shal Adam, that in the Brach, the first Brach of Ovi, if you're not Mechavim, Shvachi Shal Mokim, if you're not Mechavim, you're not Yitzir. Mash Ein Kain in other Brachs. And the part by Yeruinu they sort, imagine millions of Jews are gathered and they all seem to fit in the small area, and they, which would normally a Nun Amma, whatever, and they all fit in and they see a Gilul Likus Mamash. They came to the Shosalim Ruach HaKodesh, they came to this Madrega of Rim. What's that? Next, right afterwards, there's another parasha with Aaron HaKodesh. And he has two sons, right? And they bring up an Eish Zorah, Shalit, whatever is chop, choose what you like, right? But takes the Eish, and it consumes them, however, right? What is Aaron's response to it? Vayidimah. So the Eish, the Rashi says that Eish gave him Schar, right? In the first Rashi, chop, to take Derek Agar, parenthetically, just to add. What's the schar that the Eibishter immediately told him? The parasha of Suya Yayin. Right? What's pshat? Because normally the Shechin is not shayra on a person, element of system. So maybe if I need the Ma'aron, he was so choked up with emotion, he couldn't say anything because he wasn't articulate. Nay! If that was the matzav nafshi of Aaron, then the Eibishter couldn't have spoken to him. It's a charaya that is the same sin, I need the Ma'aron. You know what the Sforim Akdashim Taish, Tzemachem Lutzvi, from the Maggid of the Dvorna, the old scripture, there's four, the world is divided into four categories. There's doimim, semeyach, chayim, medaber. If a medaber, if someone shepherds you, if someone bothers you, someone insults you, humiliates you in public, what's your response?
React back.
You react back. What? You curse them out, you slap them in the face, you make sure you're in the chayim, as you pull the right, you're not going to ever make this guy. You're mamish. If you're an animal, so you don't have the cunning maybe to whatever, so you run away, you roar, whatever. If you're a plant, if you come from Minas Simeah, what do? You wither. You can't do anything, you can't beat up the guy, you can't tell his mother-in-law, but the plant withers, it gives off. What does a doyman do? Pshat is Vayidim Aaron became a Bechina from Doim. A Shtim. Lo Yinoga V'lepok. He had natural human emotions like anybody would have. And he, what's the word in English? He conquered his normal emotion of humanity. Vayidim Aaron. Bechina Doim. The Belzerov, Aaron Belzerov, Mamash HaMalach Hashem. He lost now the whole family, and his son Ramayshalu is both as ainu. His mamasha is a malimokim, and he sat shiva. And the shiva, one of the chassidim came to him and said, as one says, the traditional nusach, hamokim yinachem eschem. And he added, as the Vinik Yisrael, there's the tradition merkan tsar. And the Bel Zerov was muicha, kemul mishmargish gefil kantsar. Chama dregi, that is, kemul gefil kantsar. That's at the beginning of Ayidema. So the Chura, that is the ultimate in Tzidduk HaDin. And Chazal say in Teres Kehanim, right? Tzidduk HaDin Shosak. Listen to Lashon Chazal. Limudim Tzadikim Shematzdikim Le'ez HaDin. This is the regilus of Tzadikim that the Matzdik is HaDin. Shen Hariz Bavram Tzidduk HaDin Shenemar Vanuichi Ofereif. Yankiv Tzidduk HaDin Shenemar Kotointi Mikol HaChasod Mikol HaEmet Yisrael HaDech. Etc. Hello? Can anyone have a problem with this? Makes sense to you? What's that? When did Avram say Vanuichi Ofereifer? What's the context here? He asked that Seduim should be saved if they're 50 tzaddikim, 45, 40, blah, blah. And the Eber said, sorry, no one's home. So Avram was Matzik as Adin Vanuichi Ofereifer. I should have been offered, be made Nimrod, maybe Dal Malach. Yeah, in the things that I think offer of Ephraim, did he get out of the? If I'm not mistaken, I wasn't a good child in Cheder, but did he get out of Nimrod's Kivshanoish? Yeah,
Did he win the battle with the four kings and the five kings? Yeah. What do you mean Matzikas that did? Hello, Earth, anyone out there? Yankim Avin, Zmatzikas that did. Hello. What does Avin? Kotoyimti, Mikala Chasadim, Mikala Es. One second. Does he win the battle or he doesn't win the battle? He won the first battle with Alifa. Then he won 20 years in Lovin's house. And then he won right there with Esav. What's the Tzidduk continue? Is the Chalaya says, Reb Tzadik and Pritzadik, Tamuri Dik Yisod, we have the wrong idea of Tzidduk Adin. By us we understand, Nebuch, when everything is going good, I'm not Matzik Yisodin. Everything is going good, I'm top of the world. Real estate has gone up, the stocks are up, business is flourishing, it's thriving. Okay, Matzik Yisodin. Nebuch, Achmonu, the start of David's upbeat, and something tragic happens, you Matzik Yisodin. So I have the Raya, the Chazal said that Avram was Matzik Yisodin, by Sidoim, that's... when his wife Sari Menu passes away, b'matzikas hadin, chveisdishwat, when he's going to the Akedah, then b'matzikas hadin, right? When Yosef is taken from Yankiv, right, and he's plunged into morbidity for 22 years, b'matzikas hadin. What's the matzikas hadin on the Yeshua, on the salvation, on the simchatik moments in life? In other words, we understand that normally a person, something bad happens to him, and he could be mild, he could have kindness. No, there's an Eberstein, he has a Cheshbon, a Tur Tamapola, he called Rachel Mishpah, Kelim Ovin Ovel, Tadim Yoshua. That's what Matzik is a din. But you see from Chazal, that's not Pshat. Pshat in Matzik is a din is a person realizes that Ein Anivra has no claim on anything from the bird. And when things are going good and I'm on top of the world and everything is going my way, right? Now I'm matzik as adin, they don't deserve this. And when a person is matzik as adin and he's a meichi ofer ve'efer, when he's walking around and he realizes, I'll tell you before, he doesn't say it, but there's a muridik from Sofer I found in his droshes. Sofer says, the Paul says, Ki sizbuchu zevach shlomem Hashem, lirtzoinchem tizbuchu. What's the chat? A person brings a korban toida, right? A gewaltige thing happened. He saw mamish the Yad Hashem intervene miraculously, and Baruch Hashem is here to tell the story, right? But if you understand what I'm just saying now, it's not only in the. But what happens if you're going on the way and a car almost hit you, and you got one of 1,000 could have been? Why should I come and take? But if a person realizes what I just said, that everything in life, the teva that a person is alive and is breathing, call on a shalma ta'al ko. That a person has every neshima, right? That in the good times, he's matzik yisadin. Then chas v'shalom, they will upbeat. When it comes a difficult time, a challenging time, there's also able to be matzik hazadin. Then through that, if a person comes to this madrega, he's shori kol yomov b'simcha, and he's shori b'stapkus. He doesn't try to have things. Mecheteis, I should get something more money, another house, another mecheteis. That's a kisizu. When you bring a korban toida and you matzik as I did for the good things, then lertzoyin tchem tizbuchu, a person is a veach, his taivis, and his other desires. And that's the vayaroinu, the shira of a yid, to real, l'shmoyal arina v'latfilo, before you could daven and ask bakoshes trochov, you have to be mesaper b'shvochi shomokim to realize that everything that I have comes from the Rebbeinu Shel. He's the provider of everything. Now I can daven for this specific thing. And that's why it says Aaron will get, what was the schar? He gets schar al ashtika, because the Gemara says the din of shui yayin. The Gemara says just like Keturis is the Gemara in Menachos. Just like what? Keturis is a deeper yofel of Keturis. Deeper speech is bad for wine. And here Faker, the Eberster says to him the mitzvah of what? Yes. You know, this is a practice. Tzadikim said, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ein ben David boel, bedorsha kule chaya, bedorsha kule zake. Meila kule zake, I understand. I give all the generation of Tzadikim. Ein ben David boel, bedorsha kule chaya means when a generation realized that we're all chayiv to the Eberster, goyim ala chayivim toivis. Right? Von deswegen der Eberster gibt's. Ja, mein Drift of our love. That's how we eat Davids. That's the Siddur Shvach HaShalmachit. And from that, Aaron gave him the strength to be able to withstand. Therefore, it says in Pasuk, in Kapitel Membeis, Eile Esker of Eshbucha Leinav, Shiki Ever Basach Adad in his face of Likim, Bekol Rina Vesoyed HaMichayim. By the way, the word adadit, what does it mean? Aleph dalet dalet mem. So Rashi says loshen demum, dunish potter loshen demum, and there's a pasuk doim l'Hashem v'schoiluli. Hello, achrish alim va'achrish al ove beisuli kibberin. You only come to the rina, to the hoido, if a person is silent, right? And by the way, adadit, right? Aleph dalet dalet mem is the gematria of what? 49. That's a vaita, the avoida. It's like, Meir Godel is the Gilui Shina. Right? Gilui is Gematria. In other words, the Eibishter gives us everything is a delay. As I always tell the Bar Mitzvah boys at my show, that which you are, the qualities you have, that's the Eibishter's gift to you. What you do with those propensities, those talents, those abilities, is your gift to the Eibishter. So it always starts off with Zerus Leilo, and then you have to do your Avodah. But a person, although I've had a time, I would explain, which I don't have a time, that's part in the Idach Yisra, in Medrash it says, Vayidim Aaron, what should he have said? What has that answer? A kid reminds all the Sforim Magdashim say the same word, and this answers not 100 Midrashim in Kamakoyimit. Right? The mitzvah of Mila is a charayah, the Eibush did not create a person perfection. You gotta be a Shutuvah Kodesh Baruch Hu. I would say so much, there's so many beautiful verbs above Rebbe, it's beautiful. You might say, oh, the motive, Kodesh Baruch Hu is chasmur. Asher, okay, that's true. Yeah, a person needs initiative. A person can't be what I call a religious quiet, it's a passive. In your mitzvahs, where does it come from? It first starts from the. And the Emmet, I'm going to leave you with one word. I said over a Meridik Amaisa that I just saw. Someone faxed me a Mamish before. I got it on Yom Tov actually. Meridik Amaisa. But this Indian, of a person realizing whatever happens to a person, is it a cheshbon, right? And that goof is about Mount Dina, but that's another shoes. A story. A woman wrote an article, story. She writes when she was about 11 and a half, about to turn 12, they're from family in New York. And her parents came to her with the Rav, and they told her that she's really adopted. And in those days in New York State, the law was all adoptive files were sealed. You are not allowed to disclose any information about the biological natural parents. She has to, by bas mitzvah or by a boy, by bar mitzvah, have to makabel all tiny mitzvahs. Because we assume they're a goyim. It's called the parish. Most people in America are goyim. You could assume the parents were goyim, unless you know to the contrary. So they went to tell the girl that she's adopted. They kept it a secret. The way I'm old. They kept it a secret. Now the Rav said they have to tell her. So they went to tell her. She was so traumatized by this knowledge. You know, for I'm adopted. That means my mother, my birth mother, my birth father rejected me. And they put me up, like threw me out like a piece of garbage in the street. And it was a shocking thing to a person's self-identity. Right? Which adopted. And she was angry at her parents, who she loved dearly, for not telling her, keeping a secret from her. She said, you know what? I don't know, subconsciously, I'm not going through the gate. I'm not accepting her. If the Abish degraded me, I'm good, then I'm a good. Why should I accept her? You can imagine the parents, who put up in a bit, thank you, huh? They were out of their minds. The Rav tried every which way, couldn't do it. Finally, it's like a stone wall, like a stubborn, obstinate. So the Rav, I don't know who it was, big Rav. He'll go to the Lubavitch Rebbe. Go ask a God, we'll get them. So they made an appointment, they went to the Rebbe with the girl. The parents veined, they're crying their eyes out. Where do we go from here? Mind of Yezri. The Rebbe said, could you step out, please? Just 1 minute, I want to speak to her. She's all alone. She's writing the story. She said, the Rebbe told me, alone, you should know both your parents, your father and your mother, were Jewish. They loved you and they continue to love you, as I hear from heaven. They died tragically, prematurely in a car crash. But they're Jewish. Even if you're not Mizgayer, you're still Jewish anyway. Elamai, right? Elamai, you think I'm trying to trick you to go through the Gerizim? If you'll ever be in this city, and this in this base Oilam, the Jewish base Oilam, he said which base Oilam, there your parents are, and you should
go to
the Gerizim. This is say Tillum, and this when you go to the Bishayim, because there, your parents leave. And then Rebbe did her, and she agreed. Okay, she went. She's Jewish anyway. So he said, Rebbe explained the formality. Since there's no edus, the documents, are, the adoption papers are closed. Therefore, she agreed to go through it. Alfkin, fine, lived another couple of years. Then her adoptive parents, Rahman al-Aslan, died. It was like the second one tragedy, one trauma, another trauma. This time she's out of everything. She went, she moved out of New York. She moved into a village with no Yidin there. That's how she lived. Oh, I've got to tell you, the Rebbe made her promise three things. One, that she'll, whatever happens in life, she'll keep basic kashrus, basic Shmir Shabbos, and come once a year to visit. That she did. She was living amongst goyim, but she was a vegetarian, so she had no major problems with kashrus. And Shabbos, she wasn't like a person that didn't do no mitzvahs. But Shabbos, she devoted a day of meditation, reading, exercise, whatever. And every year she goes to 770 to New York, and she stands outside, and then I would shake, and then I would tell her some new prat and kashrus. Somehow, miraculously, all tariq mitzvahs became connected to kashrus. You can't eat before davening, so it's kashrus, you have to wash it. Every other mitzvah in the Torah became, this year actually, she accepted matzah shmuru. Every year was another. Anyway, to cut a long story short, one year she's sitting in Alish Vartyam by the Goyim, knock on the door, turn it up, a beard, black hat, I've come to give you matzah. Are you Jewish? So how in the world did you find me in Alish Vartyam, America, like in the middle of nowhere, in the village? I don't know, the Rebbe sent me to give matzah to this village. He said there's a Jewish person there. Didn't say who, what, when, where. So I went, I asked all the people in the gas station, in the bank, anyone know anyone Jewish here? Nobody knows. The guy's tearing it out, where's he going to find a Jew? And it's like, mamish, the sticks. Someone said, there's one girl who, when we ask her in a social setting, ask her to go to the cloister, the Sunday, and the Tumah, she doesn't come. And they were nagging her, just as a matter of, why be different? Why stand out? And it's going on for a long, long time. And she decided this Sunday she's going to go. Right before Pesach, right before the Cholu. Right? Because not as an act of worship, just as a social thing to be with her. It can't be the end of the world, it's just a social thing. Suddenly, how did you know? She asked the guy, how did you know I'm Jewish? Because the people in town said, this one girl doesn't go to church. She's just not going to the tumah. That was the sign that I was identifiable as a Jew. She asked, I had to give back a Hakaras HaToyev that never remembered me. But that is a harayim, not going into the cloister, into the tumen, the zora must be a chashuvazach. And she ate the matzah. Today she's a firm woman. But she wrote many, many stories. I'm not going into all the darichs. But the nekuda, the gvaldik, she writes, she went through mamash gferlich yisuri hanefesh, emotional trauma. But if you know that there's a cheshem, maybe the Eberstu knows the cheshem, maybe certain tzaddikim know the cheshem, but the ordinary person doesn't know. But as long as I forgot to tell you, by the way, that 30 years later in America, they made a new gazette. Now in America, okay, all the documents are open. You can't, it's illegal to withhold the document. Every child has a right to know the biological parents for DNA. And she found it in the parents of Taka, father and mother were Jewish, and they were Taka buried in that cemetery. 30 years later, you know, that's the point of the story. The point of the story is, in Chabad, we always say, "Yisus meis v'alz." Or, but the word here is a deep word that when a person knows that there's a cheshbon min hashamayim, I don't know. I have a moon, but I have a moon. That's what I said for Pesach. The Anachayim of Vishnu said, "I don't know why it's called mor. It's so sweet." If a person knows that everything is a cheshbon, right, then he's able to put up with the more in life, and from that we come to the. That's why you have more after the matzah. Once you have michl, the meimenusa, you're able to handle the more in life also. Yeah.